Today from the Ohio Newsroom, rural suicide prevention.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. A warning, the discussion coming up is about suicide. 8 people in eastern Ohio's Carroll County died by suicide in 2024. That's the most recent year with available data. That number may sound small, but it equates to a rate of almost 30 suicide deaths per 100,000 people, nearly double the state average. Natalie Bolin is the executive director of the Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services Board of Tuscarawas and Carroll Counties. She's been outspoken about combating mental health stigma. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Suicide is obviously not a problem that's endemic to rural communities. And in fact, all across the state, the suicide rate has climbed substantially over the past couple of decades. But some of the highest rates of suicide are found in Ohio's Appalachian counties. Natalie, why do you think that is?
Well, the things that we have found that we're really developing a plan and have been developing a plan to address are gender. Men have a little bit more of a difficult time in reaching out for support and identifying even the need for support. We also know that our rural and Appalachian communities are hunters and have guns in the home. And whenever an individual makes at times an impulsive decision to end their life, a gun is a method that you do not come back from. And then the last thing that I would say is stigma. We're really working hard in our rural communities to decrease stigma and equate behavioral health or mental health the same way you would with physical health. You go to a doctor if your body is hurting and your mind is included in that as well.
Mm-hmm. In Carroll County specifically, what sort of mental health services are available for people when they need help?
We have two really primary nonprofit agencies in Carroll County, and one is Southeast Healthcare, and the second is Springdale Health Centers. Both offer counseling, both offer case management. So we have been able to grow the behavioral health system in Carroll County over the last few years, but it has been, it's been a challenge because a lot of times when our individuals leave our rural communities to go to school, they don't come back.
Are there enough local mental health services to meet the need?
Well, there's just never enough. Carroll County is designated as a health professional shortage area because our number of behavioral health clinicians per capita is lower than other areas, especially urban areas. And the way that that impacts the community is if you call for a counseling appointment, which really takes a lot of internal strength to admit that it's gotten to a point where I need some outside support, and the person on the other end of the phone says, well, the earliest we can get you in is 3 weeks because we are just understaffed, you are very unlikely to continue down that path 3 weeks later. So the lack of having clinicians has really had an impact on people being able to get expedited treatment.
What do you think can be done to help make sure fewer people in Carroll County die by suicide this year in 2026?
We really need to do two primary things, and one is decrease stigma. How do we let people know that if you do some outreach for support, that that is fine and that is normal? And sometimes human condition is difficult, and it's okay to reach out for help. And the other is making sure that we're blanketing the community with really quiet ways to get help. And so 988 is a statewide support line, and they will give you some guidance and then let you know what those resources are.
Natalie Bolin is the executive director of the Adams Board of Tuscarawas and Carroll Counties. If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.